This coming Friday, art exhibition Element opens at Espionage Gallery. It's the first solo exhibition by Adelaide-based Sequoia, which explores elements of nature and spirit while combining symbolism from various cultures. Espionage Gallery director Joshua Smith and artist Sequoia join us together now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, this is your first solo exhibition.
Yes. Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How does it feel sharing your art with people for the first time all by yourself?
It's good, but it is kind of nerve-wracking, I must say. Like, I've always been in group exhibitions. I've only had, like, one or two pieces in there. So, yeah, but I had it all lined up the other day in my house, and it felt really good to
Amazing.
See it all.
So, oh, wow, yeah. You've already got it all together.
Yeah, I'm organised. Yeah, I was like, no, I'm not going to leave it all to the last minute like I normally would. So, yeah, feels good.
And Joshua, what motivated you to ask Sequoia to do a solo exhibition?
I think this was more or less Sequoia and I sort of like a conversation that's been ongoing for over a year, I'd say.
Yeah, for sure.
And yeah, she's always wanted to do a solo exhibition, and I've always seen a lot of promise in her work. I absolutely love and adore her work, and yeah, we sort of conspired together to bring it together.
What do you love about her work?
I love the, like, how simple but complex it can be. Her work is pretty much predominantly just black and white for the most part. I don't think you've added any colour in any of your work yet.
No, never, yeah.
but I like that it's stark black and white, and there's a lot of solid areas of black, but then there's also a lot of detail in certain sections. She's... over the years, seeing her work grow, she's just found that perfect balance between simplicity and complexity. So, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a real art in making something seem simple.
Yeah, definitely. It's it can go either way. Like, it can, yeah, you can totally tip it over the edge to, losing the contrast. So, yeah, I think just finding the balance is always good, for sure.
And I understand you've said your work seeks to capture the essence of human form and the vastness of emotion and soul. How do you portray this experience in your art?
I think through, because I do predominantly focus on human form, like faces and especially women's like bodies and stuff, capturing emotion in like facial expression is really, really hard. And I try and do it like... kind of the minimalist approach with emotion, so just like, you know, the tilt of lips or just like subtleties in eyes and eyebrows and stuff. So yeah, kind of exploring that.
Can you describe one of your pieces?
Which one?
Is there one that stands out to you, Josh?
When I went round to Sequoia's studio the other week, I fell in love, like really fell in love with about half the work there.
There is one in particular that, I was working on, and it's like, it's two figures that are facing each other, and it's kind of like a reflection, and then they are joined with ropes and stuff, and one of them is just like her face, and then the other one is like a mirror image, but it's like a mask. So I also kind of like... looking into that kind of thing, like what's on the inside as well.
Yeah.
So
what sort of media do you use?
I just use ink pens and stuff. So yeah, just paper and ink, really.
That's great.
So yeah.
Why did you decide to use that one, you know, that's solely use that media?
So I always drew, and then I was like really into manga, and I always wanted to draw my own comic, and so I started inking them. And then through a friend of ours, Cam, he kind of gave me the inspiration to, like, exhibit my work. And so, yeah.
Oh, so you never thought of it as, displayable art?
Yeah, never. Yeah, never did. And then, yeah, Cam introduced me to Josh, and Josh was like, yep, let's do it, and got me into some group shows, and they went really well. So it was, I kind of fell into it. But just the black and white came from just wanting to do comics, and then I kind of stuck with it.
And to have that sort of narrative as well.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think, Josh, that there's been an increased popularity of this style of work in recent years?
Yes. More and more people are sort of open and accepting to the ideas of things like graphic novels and like bold graphics and imagery and stuff like that. So I can certainly see that there's like a perception and like a change and stuff. And events like AvCon, which is coming up this month, has sort of like pushed the manga style very much into the public consciousness. Mm. So I think that the exhibition should go well as a result.
Yeah, great. Mm. And tell us about where you, you know, your love of manga started, Sequoia.
So probably from like, I mean, I guess there was always, as a child, there was like stuff on TV like Pokemon and all that. But really what did it for me was my older brother showed me a movie, Akira, when I was way too young. And he went and got like the graphic novels of them. And I remember reading them and just being like, this is insane. And then kind of from there, just like search for different mangas and stuff that I got into, and yeah, fell in love with it. And used to definitely like copy pictures and stuff, and you know, the stuff you do when you're a kid. So yeah, that's kind of how I got
that's
into
cool.
it.
That's cool. And you draw on folklore and mythology. Are there any other mythologies that you draw on?
It's mostly like definitely Japanese folklore is the main one. So I do really enjoy their like stories, like the stories behind all their folklore. Mm. They're always just so tripped out and just out there. I love them. Yeah.
Did you want to share one of those stories with us that works its way into the exhibition?
Ooh. I guess there's always like, I do have one picture which is of like a kitsune, so like a fox spirit. But recently I heard one on like a podcast actually that I fell in love with, which I would love to use in the future, which is they have lots of stories about people walking in the forest and disappearing.
Oh,
and then coming
spooky.
Back. Yeah, so they like, they're walking in the forest, they get this crazy sense of like euphoria, and then a period of time has passed and they usually kind of come to, and they leave the forest and they'll find it's been like weeks. But for them, it's been moments.
Yeah, wow.
And like everything's changed. So yeah, I heard that on a podcast recently, and I'd really like to use that for like maybe a concept in the future. I'm not sure how I'd go about it, but yeah. Or maybe like a story.
Yeah, yeah. Have you tried your hand at graphic novels?
I'm getting there. I feel like I need to get my skill level up because I'm self-taught, so I just kind of learnt as I went, but there are definitely fundamental drawing techniques that I don't have, like perspective. Like I could not.
We could all use a bit of perspective.
Totally.
Definitely.
Yeah. So I can draw a person fine, but like, yeah, trying to draw a background in a room, you know, that's a totally different thing for me. And I think that is just so important with graphic novels. So yeah, I'd like to, once I've got that down pat, then I'll master the world.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
Do you think there's enough avenues in South Australia, Joshua, for, you know, learning these skills?
Certainly there's enough for learning the skills, but I think Adelaide's now more than ever, there's probably not enough avenues for artists to get their work out there, unfortunately. So
And it's been a challenge for you. You've been very motivated and passionate about art, and that's what's kept, you know, Espionage alive.
Well, Espionage, as it is now, only operates as a pop-up entity.
Yes.
So it sort of like springs up from time to time. And we're actually working with a cafe called Jew, so Drink, Eat, Work, which is on Hindley Street, which is where I had my own solo exhibition last year. So for all intensive purposes, that will become Espionage Gallery for Friday nights.
Mm.
But yeah, it's like I've still got the love and the passion for Adelaide art, but being transfixed on my own career, it's only when exceptional artists like Sequoia sort of crop up and these opportunities sort of come together that it's like that's what really sort of motivates me to sort of get out from my own studio and sort of really push another artist's work. So
well, that's great, because it was very expensive, wasn't it, to run a whole art gallery?
It was. Mm. I don't think I'd do it again.
Yeah, fantastic. So we can check that out. And how long is it? Is the exhibition going to be up?
It'll be up until the first week of August, and be open during cafe opening hours, which I think is more or less pretty much every day.
Great. And that's DEW Cafe, Hindley Street, Adelaide, opening this Friday at 6 p.m. It sounds wonderful. Thanks so much for joining us in the studio.
Thanks again.
Thank you.